Howdy. I just wanted to let you know the reason why I am republishing old podcasts is because I got hit with like 10 emails yesterday saying this podcast has been removed because of copyright infringements. And there's no way to contact them and ask them, hey, if I just remove the song at the beginning and end of the podcast, would you republish my podcast? So there's no way to reach the Spotify overlords, okay? You just can't. So I'm going back in my archives and finding all of my old podcasts and reposting them without the music. Okay, I get it. You know, there's a copyright thing, but it would have made more sense for Anchor and Spotify to just reject the sound rather than letting you post it and then a year later or 2 years later removing it, you know what I mean? So it took them 2 years to get their algorithms going to find the music, you know, because a lot of the people I interviewed for my podcast are rock stars. And I was like, okay, so what's your favorite song, your favorite two songs? I'm going to put it at the beginning, one at the beginning, one at the end of the podcast. And that's how it was going. But silly me, I guess you can't do that. Lesson learned. So I have to repost a lot of old stuff. And the reason why I haven't done a podcast in a long time is because I did record a whole hour of myself speaking about my hippie days because I was on book part seven. And then I looked down at the phone and it stopped recording after 5 minutes. So I got so frustrated that I just haven't picked it up again. I'm so pissed about that. But, you know, I'm also busy renovating the top part of my house. I have an attic that I've refinished, and I did it with my own two hands, so my hands are looking pretty rough. And painting and spackling and all that other good stuff. And I'm almost ready to close on my house, which means I will own my house soon. And that's a big thing. Makes me feel grown up. And as I was told from my very, very good friend Brandon, he said, you don't own a house owns you. And I can see what he means because I don't even own it yet. And I'm so busy like fixing stuff and refurbishing. And, you know, I mean, I want to paint my house purple. So when I own it, this is going to be a purple house. Not bright purple, but like a, I don't know, a deep periwinkle. And every house, I mean, every wall in my house is going to be a different color. Like I'm going to have the most colorful house ever. I can't stand boring white walls. It's so ugly. And so anyways, yeah, and I'm also, of course, I'm taking care of Desmond every day, and we're still doing the homeschooling. And he's pretty self efficient in that sense. So he does most of the work. He, you know, he's amazing. He's so smart. And what else? Yeah, I'm trying to write the book. Not just speak the book, but there's also a lot of stuff going on in the background. I'm writing and editing stuff with my co-writer Sandra. I mean, basically I'm writing, but she's sewing it all together so it will make sense. So hopefully the book will be out within 6 months. I mean, it should be. And what else is going on? Yeah, so and then I'm still running my business, taking care of Progeny, who are on tour in Europe. And Shinedown is booking, Love and Rockets is booking, George Clinton, love him, is booking. So there's a couple bookings per day coming in, which keeps me busy, and a lot of applicants. There's always the applicant thing going on. Like people from all over the world are applying to work for me, and that's a big process. That's a, like a full-time job, the HQ department of my business. And I used to have my Uncle Jack do it, but he's retired, so I do that too. And I cook and clean and go grocery shopping. And there's just never any free moment, and take care of my two cats, which are, it's a lot of work. That pooping, scooping thing, the scoop pooping, whatever you call it, that, the cat box is a whole nother thing. So sorry, I don't have any sexy tale to tell you that there's just no going out partying at all. The last time I went out, I think, was December. And I don't miss it. I'm not complaining. hanging around in bars, it's a pain. I love to sing, but the whole being in bars with drunks is not my thing. I don't like it. I went to a ear, nose, and throat doctor Friday. He stuck a camera up my nose and down my throat, which is extremely uncomfortable, unbelievably uncomfortable. And he saw that I have two nodules on my both of my vocal cords. So I have like a callus on both vocal cords. So that's why when I'm singing sometimes, my voice cracks because I coughed so much. I got COVID late September and then it went into pneumonia. So I was coughing October, November, December, January, February. I was coughing, violently coughing for 5 months. It just wouldn't stop. And so I fucked up my vocal cords. I can either have laser surgery on them, but he said it's 50-50 chance. 50% chance it'll improve, 50% chance it'll make it worse. And I'm just not going to do that. So I'm going to sound like Kim Carnes for the rest of my life. Joe Cocker. I've always had a raspy voice, but the fact that my voice cracks when I'm singing is what makes karaoke unpleasant. Anyhow, I have to get off. I just want to tell you why you're seeing a lot of old podcasts being republished, like a turd that won't flush. You're gonna be like, why is she? Yeah, that's why. Because I got hit with copyright infringement. Like, so I have to remove the songs, whatever, you know. Anyhow, stay tuned. Stay free.